She worked at Sewell Manufacturing Company.
What did she do?
Well, they make clothing. I couldn't say exactly.
Some.
Yeah.
Okay. What about your father? What type of work was he?
He was a farmer.
Farmer?
Yeah.
Did you have a large, was it a large farm?
Well, just about a 50-acre farm, that's what they had.
What did you raise
up for? Corn, cotton, and that's what they raised back then, you know.
All right, now tell me something about your mother's parents.
They was born in Carroll County. My mother's, my mother's parents.
Your grandparents on your mother's side.
My grandmother was born in Harrison County. My granddad was born in Carroll County. And his mother and father, his mother lived to be 99. And that's my great grandmother.
Your great grandmother.
And my great granddad, he was in the Civil War.
He was.
And he was a hard shell preacher. And when the war ended, he was in. If you've got it straight, that's my great granddaddy.
Okay, that's your great grand. On what side now?
On my mother's side.
All right, that's your mother's grandfather then.
That's right.
He was in the Civil War. Tell me, now, is that the story about the four brothers?
Nope,
no.
That's not it.
Okay. That's on your father's side.
That's right.
Okay. What did you say? He was a shell preacher?
Hard shell preacher.
What exactly is that?
You don't hear of it much. We have a hard shell church out here at Madras, a little one.
Hard shell.
That's a primitive Baptist. That's what they call them.
What are their beliefs?
Well, it's similar to the Baptists. They don't have no music in the church. They sang without music. And when the war ended, he was way up north somewhere. And they give him and two more a pair of mules and a wagon come home.
After the war.
So on the way home, the wagon wheel broke down. They stopped to get it fixed, so he told them he'd just be walking on, you know. So he did, and whenever they got it fixed, they come to a crossroads, and they went one way and he went the other, and it was 3 months of getting home after the war.
Did he walk out the
way? Walked
home.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That was your mother. Now on your father's side.
Wait a minute. In one year, after he got back, I told you he was a preacher. Well, he'd plow during the week, and then on Saturday morning, he'd plow about 9 o'clock, and come to the house, and then go preach. And one year he got $1.50. It's all the money he got for that year's preaching.
That was his whole year's pay for preaching?
For preaching. They'd give him other stuff, you know. But that's all the money they give him that year. I've heard her tell it.
But he would get food and crops.
Oh yeah. That's church. Right.
What happened to the other? What happened to the other brothers that were with him? The ones that were there, the brothers that repaired the wagon?
No, they wasn't.
But just friends.
Yeah.
So it was 3 months before he met up with him?
Before he got home. He lived in Carroll.